I know. One of the things that I think is important for us to consider from time to time is why we come here. What our purpose is. And I asked myself that question for years as I was helping the fellowship. I would wonder about that. Like, why do people come here? Why do I come? What is it that I seek? And a couple times we had programs where we asked people that. And it was interesting to see the variety of answers. I realized that when I come to a service, I'm seeking a healing, a new step in consciousness. A nudge, something that challenges me a bit or moves me up a bit or possibly relaxes something that I've held that I would like to let go of. I believe it's important that we consider what our intention is and to open yourself to experience an answer or a gift that might answer your intention. Last week, we had a speaker talk about love. And I found myself receiving quite a gift from her talk and thinking about, what is the magic of coming together to hear a talk that might challenge us, might give us a gift. And part of that awareness was, when we come with a joint intention, we all get hit. When we come with an intention of growing, of being challenged, of removing the blocks to the awareness of spiritual truth, that group intention serves us. And we seem to receive something maybe more than we would on our own. And she talked last week about love. Do you remember Susan's talk? If you are here, you probably do recall. If not, you can go to the fellowship website and hear her talk, which I would highly recommend. And she was just talking about all these things about love that we've been talking about forever, you know. I always say one of the most important things as a child that I heard about God was that God is love. And, you know, that idea still works in me and comes through in new ways all the time. Does that mean when I am in a space of love with you that I am truly expressing God, that I'm on that God vibration? When I open myself to go beyond my ego, you know, our Course in Miracles is so helpful in teaching us that our ego is based on fear and that God is love. And so can I step out of the Beth Von Teeth ego identity, which is guarded or worried or fearful or whatever, needy, all those things that are not at peace and fulfilled. Can I move from that into the identity of the divine? That's where I want to live. That's where I most like to be. So in her talk last week, she had us thinking about love and about all these aspects of love. And then she said something that just like was my gift, was something that challenged me and something that corrected an aspect of myself, and it had me working on all week. And she said, she was quoting from, I'm not sure what, she was quoting from a lot, and she said, from this quote, love keeps no record of wrong. Whoa. And I thought, because I've reflected on myself in, I'd say, the last 6 months, and realized that in some situations, if I have been rebuked by someone, or if I, you know, have had like what felt like an unfair attack, or however you'd say it, that I do carry that, you know. And when I heard her say that, it was like so important for me last week and this whole week, to consider, I don't want to carry anything that is a record of wrong, because I believe that the experience of God is love. And I want to live in that. I want to live it now, every minute, with every person, with every memory. I don't want to, that's a block to the awareness of God's presence. And that's been good work for me this week. Really good work. And maybe we should just pause for just a second and kind of move into a little interior space together and allow ourselves to consider any memory, any kind of memory of wrong that we've still carried. And hold it in your mind for a minute and look at it. And if you're willing, allow it to be lifted from you. Allow that memory that you've kind of petted and protected and treasured to melt and to turn into a light like a firefly that could flick around, that could flitter and then go off. Now, I suggest for all of us this week, as any thought that comes up to you that is something that you've kind of held, you know, we hold these things because somehow we think we should, or we think it defines us, or I'm not really sure where we picked that up, that we should hold on to records of wrong, and when we see a person, remind ourselves of it and kind of, you know, and rather than blessing them and seeing their true self. So allow yourself possibly to join me in this work, because I believe it is our work. And I believe that it does lighten us and allow us to experience divine allness, which is why we are here, which is what we've come to truly do. And to let, by removing those blocks to the awareness of who we are and where we are and who everybody else is, we become a blessing. We become a gift, which is then how we flow most naturally and beautifully. I want to change the topic a little bit here now and talk to you for a minute about that wonderful holiday that we had on Tuesday, which is Halloween. And I want to give you my little Halloween talk, because I didn't see you right before the holiday, and you can carry it with you and use it next Halloween and maybe offer it to others. This is, if God is love, and if we are truly most happy when we're in this harmony of love in our world, and we are least happy when we are holding back or out of a space outside of love, Halloween gives us this wonderful opportunity to give just unlimited love, just give it and affirm and reach out to people that we've never seen before, children we've never met, and often, at least at our house, it's the children and their parents who are standing right behind them or waiting on the sidewalk a little ways from them. It was interesting, on the day after Halloween, I noticed in my Facebook someone saying, we had kids that said, oh, only one piece of candy? Why not two? And it was like this little rant of complaints about children. And I'm like, and on the other hand, for me, and I was talking to Gary about this because he handed out the candy for the first hour and then I did the second. I just get euphoric. I mean, here are these beautiful spirits, beautiful children. And every single child said thank you. And the parents behind them, I always give things to the parents too, they said thank you. And they felt so good about coming to the doors of people that they didn't know and received a blessing from them. And I think, why don't we just celebrate this in this country? Why don't we all see that Halloween can be a wonderful love-in for who we are, for everybody? Nobody's outside of love. Nobody's outside of me looking in their face, telling them, oh, you must be a whatever. And here, and take another one. Why not? And so I'm a Halloween fan. I'm a Halloween fan. And I think if all of us can do something in our community or in, with people that we know, to enjoy, to add into the love that we potentially can spread on that, the 31st of the month. And I've always thought it was interesting that the next day is All Saints Day. Have you ever thought about that? I don't know what All Saints Day really means, but I like the name. That we have these little creatures that come sometimes as goblins and the scary parts, and do they all just become saints the next day? Or is it us that becomes the saints? I'm not really sure. I just really like the idea that we have a Halloween and all those goblins that we can just love. And there is no question in my mind that when you pour love out to people, they feel it. And you feel it. And you walk back in your house like, I was totally euphoric. And like, this is the best night of the year. We should have one of these every month. So that's that. Okay, I'm to see if I have said what I want to see. I want you to think of why you're here. Grow, hold an intention for coming together to grow in spirit and awareness, and awareness of the holy opportunity that we have as humans. We have the opportunity not to express these egos, but to become the conduits for the divine. Why not? What a job description, eh? What an opportunity. Open yourselves to attend, intend to heal. The Course in Miracles reminds us that the healing of God's child is what the world is for. We're here to heal. And anything that we can do to heal ourselves, to offer encouragement and healing to another, what a lift. What a lift. I also have to say I'm a football fan, and I'm very interested in sports because it's an example of consciousness and how people can face adversity and stay centered and stay affirming for one another. And even face failure and find good in it. And so this weekend was also a lot of that. I did find it very interesting in the middle of Michigan State's football game, which they were not supposed to win because, of course, Penn State's so good, that we had some divine intervention of lightning. I think there's lightning that supposedly comes along with divine intervention. Floods and no power in East Lansing, and gave everybody a big rest, had time to pull their consciousness together and come back. And then we saw the child, because he is a child, that little ticker that looks like he's about 14, I think he's 18, who had failed miserably last week, humiliated himself, lost the game for Michigan State, came back and had the opportunity to win the game, the opportunity to believe he could do it, the opportunity to say, I am not my failures, and did it. What a great spiritual lesson that was. And of course, you know, nice for all of us that were pulling for the Spartans, but I don't think that matters as much as the lessons we see on the field and with those players, and know that they're learning life lessons as they're participating. So, love it. Give gifts anytime you can. Remember, we're here to heal. Remember, God is love. And we're here to understand that and to express it. Thank you for being here tonight, giving me the opportunity to address. Thank you.